Welcome back to the Sneaker Addicts podcast with me, Danny, aka at Roy Studio, and my good friend Tess at Wavy TMJ. I was going to drop something else in there, but it's been so long. I feel a bit nervous doing a podcast. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling like I'm not even sure what we're going to talk about, but I'm sure we'll talk about a load of rubbish.
I'm sure there's plenty of things that we have missed over the past. I even forgot to look at the last time we did a podcast. Was it in the back of the pub? Have we done one since? I can't even remember.
I've no idea.
But anyway, to everybody who listens, to everybody who pesters, yes, we are back doing the podcast. We are going to try, we always try and get it done as much as we can. We actually have quite busy lives outside of posting edited pictures on Instagram and doing silly bits and bats. We actually have real things to do. So I do a little apology, but not really an apology for that.
Yeah, but anyway, we work a bit harder at it, honestly.
I could work harder at what?
At turning up to a podcast.
I should work a bit harder at turning up to a podcast. But we're here and we can only go forward. So let's see what happens. So yeah, first things first. Where have you been? How have you been?
All good. You know that, because we speak almost every day.
We do speak almost every day, but I still think we haven't spoken for the last couple of weeks. I don't think we've spoken that much, really. Have we? I feel like I've been a bit of a busy bee and not really spoke much about anything.
No, I think also if our discussion of it is about sneakers, then perhaps this is going to be the content of today's podcast, that we've had very little to talk about, very little to be excited about.
I cannot agree more. I mean, I'm going to go straight off the bat. So I think, did I even say that I was going to get no trainers in 2022? Or attempt to get no? I did the one a month in 2021. I was going to try and go, right, no pairs of shoes in 2022. And it is currently the 19th of May, and still no trainers have been purchased this year. Like, not, there's not been anything that I think it's grabbed my attention so much that I think, right, I need that pair of shoes.
And I think that's kind of sad, because I think last year we were sort of jumping up and down, getting really excited about the SB releases. And this year has been a bit, in general. And I mean, look, if we were going to discuss weeks ago about Air Max Day, which was like a deflated balloon, really. It was something we got really excited about, and it really was nothing. That's kind of how the releases are feeling at the moment.
Yeah, I was fully prepared to go in and get, if something good on Air Max Day came out, and just go, well, that'll be my pair to kick off 2022, and let's see what comes out off the back of it. But the concepts, I kind of like them. I just could never see myself wearing them, to be honest. No, have you got a pair?
I've got a pair, and I have to tell you, I haven't even put them on, because although I was really excited about them, I made a mistake. I should have opened up the box, because I hadn't realised there was going to be a massive differentiation between them all. And mine are dark, and I wanted the white or more bleached.
Like a washed out pair.
Yeah, but what's interesting is, you know, Dan didn't like them, Mr. Dan Squire. And he's done a Danny, and he did a 180, and he loves them.
I don't do U-turns. I don't even know what you're talking about, U-turns.
No, sure. I wish he was here.
I just, they were okay. And there's been a lot of things that I think this year have been okay, but nothing. I don't know. I think a lot of stuff, maybe I'm just getting old and boring, but I'm seeing a lot of products.
You're always boring.
I'm always boring. Well, that's fine. I'm seeing a lot of product that is just being shown by outlets, not just retailers, but just by lots of people, gassing things up. And I just think they're not good enough to be gassed up that much. What are you going on about? I don't get it. Like, for instance, there's some Jordan 4s coming out this week. The white. I can't remember the colour of them. The white. There's a bit of black on them. And everyone's going mad. I'm like, I don't get it. Like, why are we hyping this up? I mean, I'm not really a Jordan 4 fan anyway, but certain things I can understand the hype about. Even if you know, like, it's that appreciation. You don't have to. And I think we said, I can't remember if we said this in a discussion on a podcast or just as a talking to each other. I'm getting to that point where I can appreciate things, but I don't feel the need to have it. I don't feel like it's something I've got to own, because, I mean, like so many people now, how many pairs have you got that you just don't wear? I've got so many pairs.
I'm starting to do a bit of a tidy up or clear out of those pairs if I've lost appreciation.
Yeah, I'm going to start looking at things if they've not been touched in the last couple of years. Unless there's a real sentimental value to it and I've not worn them for a reason, like my Liam Gallagher Spezials I've never worn out and about.
Why not? Just because they're they're your babies.
They are my babies. And I will, and I would, for the right occasion, but it's just, there's never been that time where I think, oh, I'm having a special day, or I'm doing something that means a lot. I'm going to put these shoes on because...
Date night? Always,
what's that?
You wouldn't wear them on a date night?
Yeah, I would wear them on a date night, but it depends where the date night is.
To meet Liam Gallagher?
Well, I should have worn them that night because I had some like good seats, but I'm sure we'll get on to that later in the pod. But yeah, I think, and I don't know, I think it's, I had like a little moment, and I can't tell you exactly when it was, but obviously many people know I've got a massive interest in cars as well. Just as much as trainers, if not maybe even a little bit more. And you can't have every car, even if you're really rich, can't have every car, but you can appreciate, like a lot of my friends have got like cars and I think they're really nice. I won't spend my own money on them, even if I could afford to, but I'm like, that's a really nice car. And I think I've reverted a little bit into that, like appreciating what they are and not feeling the need to actually own it. And to, because at the end of the day, I'm an enthusiast for trainers. I don't need to own the shoes to flex on people, or I still know what's coming out. I still take an interest, but I don't think I have to have everything. I plus, there's nothing that's been so good that I feel like I want to buy it as well. I think there's a couple of levels that are working at the same at this point. That,
do you think that's kind of working in your favour, in as much as you're not being this massive consumer? Because like last year we were like, oh, we needed this SB, that SB, and it was quite exciting, and you were chasing kind of, go, oh, I'm trying not to buy two pairs, and then you would accidentally buy two pairs. Do you think it's a positive thing to not be buying everything, or do you miss that rush and excitement of releases?
Well, I think, yeah, I mean, it is a positive thing, and I think what I've maybe missed out on and not realised since like doing the YouTube videos, doing the Instagram and doing everything, and is it's become quite easy to get things because of what you do. You make connections and I always had them anyway to a certain extent, but doing the annex and doing the videos and going to all the events and things that I never did before because I just didn't have the time and other things, like I didn't, my job wasn't, I didn't get paid enough to just be able to buy 2-3 pairs of trainers a month if I really wanted to. You know, I was a teacher with 2 young children, it just didn't happen. And I think, yeah, I've just kind of reverted a little bit into just because I always appreciated stuff back then. And I think,
yeah, it's just a little so bit. So it's become too easy, so you've subsequently become more discerning.
Yeah, there's not many pairs of trainers, if I really, really want them, that I can't get them because of the connections I've made from doing things like this, which I love doing. You know I love doing the podcast. I love making the videos when I get things through, like, and especially like the Spezial stuff. It's the best thing I do because it's like a bit of a service to like the people, like friends more than anything. All my mates like ring us up and go, all right, so what size, how's the sizing? Are they really that good? And I'll just like honest opinions and then share it with everybody else. And that, that's a really good thing. But I think, yeah, if something comes out and you can just get it, where's the fun?
No, it's the thrill of the chase, is there?
Yeah. We all like the thrill of a chase, come on.
We all love the thrill of the chase.
It doesn't matter what aspect it is in your life. The thrill of the chase is quite often better than the goods you get at the end.
Yeah.
And
it's,
we might just
the excitement and anticipation. I mean, it's the excitement and anticipation. And then, but the thing is that, you know, if suddenly you get four boxes come through the door, funny enough, you don't really care about them so much as the build-up and the excitement and the desperation. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then, will I? And then,
So just going on to some of the things we've missed then. So that we brushed a little bit on Air Max Day. And then me and Tess did go down to the panels Air Max event down in London. I've forgotten what the venue was called.
I don't know. We were too drunk.
I forgot where it was. But it was somewhere around the back of Oxford Street anyway.
It was an Air Max. Oh, I don't know. But it was an Air Max event. That was really fun, I must admit. Your twerking was brilliant.
Well, I mean, I work very hard at my twerking, so what can I say? But the point I was making was, I love those kind of things, like meeting people. It's like the community aspect of it. Doesn't matter it's not about going to an event to get pairs. It's just for the love of trainers. And then, so, I mean, oh my God, I'm not even gonna start naming people because I'll forget some people that I saw and I wouldn't want to disrespect them, but there's so many faces that you either talk to daily on Instagram or you go in, like the panel used to do the online talks and stuff, like on Clubhouse, and people that you chat with all the time, never see. And it was like just the perfect venue. There was no like tables, there was nothing else. It was just there because you like trainers.
Yeah, but for some reason you got charged double I did for a drink.
Yeah, I mean, Trony kicks, I'm not going to lie. Like, came back from the bar and got three drinks and said I spent 56 quid. I was like, nah, I'm not having that.
I thought, you know what it was? It was a northern tax.
Well, that's what I thought. I thought, they've seen he's a Brummie and they've heard it, like, the Brummie accent. I thought, we're going to have him here because he's going to expect London prices. And then they did it to me as well. And I could not believe it. But it was still good fun.
I went to Crepe City, talking about community events. Haven't been there for quite a few years since it was Truman Brewery in London. And this was in Wembley. And I have to say, it has evolved a lot since I've been. The venue was spectacular because it was had this downstairs bit and then the upstairs had a bar and sort of seating area, so if you got your food from downstairs, that's where you were. And there was something, I spent a lot of time looking at people because that is why you go there, talking to people, looking at people. And I would say the majority of people were there to meet up. And I think that was quite exciting. Honestly, all the tables, I mean, maybe it's me because I've got so many things. I suppose I'm not really wanting many things anyway. And I think the gems I'd be looking for are not going to be at Crepe City. They would be sort of a hard find on eBay because I'd prefer to be looking for older Air Maxes. But I think for an event, it's successful based upon the fact it's a great place for people to meet up. There was music playing, there was MC, and there was this element of fun. And I have to say, you know, Instagram has been pretty stale recently. Maybe it's because the releases, I don't really care about the releases. I'm not so interested in going and looking at what shoes people have been buying because they're not exciting me.
What's great about like events though, like, and yet I don't go to places like Crepe City or Laces Out or any of these events. I don't go for product, I go for people. But everybody's different. That's what you got to kind of love and celebrate. Some people do go for the products because, you know, they might not be as fortunate to be able to just get the product on release so they can go to all the resale stores. So you got to appreciate that. You got to appreciate.
Yeah, well, I saw a lot of people buy, and but what was interesting, it was like parents with their children, and they were absolutely gassed. Because again, you know, a lot of these competitions that like you have to be over 17. So I can see these young boys with their dads and just walking around this box, and it's so coveted. It was so exciting.
Yeah. And that's the excitement that maybe, like we said previous, has gone for people who are, I don't want to say well established, because that sounds a bit wanky really, but do you know, people who have been in the game for a long time, do you know, and have made the connections. When you go to Crepe City, you meet these people as well, and you meet like friends and but you also see people who are new into it. Oh, there's a trip. Oh, I'm just getting into training. Oh my goodness, mm-hmm. They've got all these shoes that you just don't see on the shelves in the store, which you don't, you know. And maybe that is a panda dunk or something that you just don't see and you want it. And if you're new into trainers and you don't really understand how the game is played in terms of raffles or in terms of anything like that, it can be exciting to go in and see all this product.
Yeah. And it's nice to feed off that positive, you know, that positive excitement. And I feel like that's what I've missed recently. Maybe it's because I'm a miserable fucker, but I don't know. But yeah, I think that, I miss that. Although, you know, having said that, Offspring are guessing up the Super Saturday, which I love seeing, because that is, everyone gets very, very, very excited about.
What day is Super Saturday?
It is not this Saturday, it's next, it'd be next Saturday, 23rd, because it's Travis Scott Air Maxes are coming out. So that will be very, very, very exciting for a lot of people. I know, really not your cup of tea.
Well, you're right.
But I like the fact that these events are going to be fun. It's going to be filmed. Everyone gets very excited and there's a lot of high-fiving and hugging and, you know, I think that for me is really nice to see.
I mean, if I was free on the 28th, I'd probably come down to London and just come and like bump heads.
Look at
and
people just queuing up.
Yeah. But unfortunately, I'm working next Saturday, so that's a no-go. But yeah, things like that. And I do hope that pre-COVID, and I think this is, we forget, like a lot of things have changed since like COVID kicked in like over 2 years ago now. The little events or the little community things that did happen weren't able to happen, and other things almost took their place a little bit. So hopefully we're going to try and start to see, like the Super Saturday thing, like other things come back or other things start up where it's more in-person meets. And whatever it is, if it's around product, if it's just like the panels, Air Max one, where it's not about, obviously, yes, it's about trainers, but it's about the love for training. It's not about selling a product. Like it would be, for instance, when there was it like the Hannon launching the Londons in London a couple of years ago?
I went to that. I've still got the Hannon beer as well.
Yeah, I was supposed to go to that and I didn't. I can't remember why. So now
you've kind of gone to the Adidas. This is something we discussed a while back, is that, you know, we were slightly disappointed, massively disappointed by MX Day. If there was such thing as an Adidas Special Day, let's say, how do you think that could play out, and do you think it could be any better than Air Max Day?
Well, it's the thing is, all these things, as soon as... So Air Max Day was always really cool when it was like, it was a little bit of a low-key thing still. It wasn't so hyped up, even by the company. You know, like by Nike, it wasn't this massive thing, and it's rolled into this from like, well, the elephants. Since the elephants, Sean Weatherspoon release, maybe.
That was huge. That was terribly exciting. Lots of scratching.
Yeah. But then I feel like the product has edged off a little bit. And again, is that due to like COVID these last few years? Issues with getting product made and getting it shipped and things like that. I don't know if it's that or if it's
just... Well, I think it should be unlocking a treasure chest, essentially, because I think that's what happened when the Wotherspoon released. They chucked out a load of stuff that we hadn't expected. And I think sort of, I don't believe there isn't stuff in the vault somewhere. And I think that would be the most exciting thing ever, would be this sort of Pandora's box of excitement. So we didn't know what was coming and suddenly, boom.
Yeah, I would love that, but I also don't think it, I'm also not sure if the trainer scene has got so big that brands almost can like work on volume even more so and just, and not care, but I don't quite know the way, the right way to put it, but it's just a different vibe. There's a different vibe in the community in general, and I feel like there's a different vibe from brands a little bit. Like, it feels like a lot of product just feels like a bit of a churn. Like, oh, I know what I'll do. Like, this is a recipe now, and we're going to follow this recipe to make...
It definitely feels flat.
Whereas before, it was people... being exciting, being new, trying different things. Like, even like, I know there's been lots of retros, but like the Elephant release was like, you had to vote on it to bring it back. And then it was like, yes, we all voted for, I mean, I voted for the Elephant, so I was buzzing that it came back. And it's that kind of, oh yeah, they're going to come back. And when was the last time, I can't remember the last time I saw, like the Travis Scott Air Max, don't get me wrong, if you like them, they're not one for me, but it's a, here's a recipe. Let's get Travis Scott. Let's get him wearing some shoes. Obviously, the travesty with the event last year, which obviously was completely unforeseen. I can't remember, but where people passed away, and I think that's delayed the shoes a little bit. But it just feels like this is what we do. This can sell 50,000 units, 100,000 pair, whatever it might be. Let's do it. And they go. And because the community's got so big and because trains is so big, they know they can knock out these massive numbers on these shoes that are completely overhyped in my eyes.
Well, that's the thing with Off-White. Off-White certainly was, you know, you had the 10 and then you had the next lot and the next lot and the next lot. I mean, some of them just became dog shit, actually. But, you know, and Satin Shells, actually. But when it comes down to it, I still subscribe to a fair amount of it, and I do love my brown boxes.
Yeah. There's nothing. And the Off-White stuff, I mean, I'll even hold my hands up. That 10 release originally has got to be one of the best capsules releases for shoes. Even though I wasn't bothered for any, maybe go looking back, I wish I had. Maybe the Prestos, I think, are pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't see that level of excitement and difference, and I don't know. So even
like... I mean, I think you're right. They have to think out the box again. Excuse the pun.
Yeah. Like some, but as well, you understand it from a business point of view. This works.
Sure.
It's hard to take a risk when you think, what am I going to do? Sell 100,000 pairs of Travis Scott Air Max Ones, or should we develop a new shoe? Put all the research into it, and then it just flop.
So I mean, I'd like to see Adidas trying to clip at their heels a bit harder, if I'm honest.
Yeah, I think the things for me that Adidas do really well is just too niche. So, like, the Spezial stuff and things like... So, the two pairs that are on my horizon, like the Liam Gallagher ones, because the Liam Gallagher, I mean, is God, obviously. So, and it's Adidas, Spezial, Liam Gallagher. I mean, how am I not going to have that shoe like the original pair? And the ones from Size, but they're, like, the Size ones of 2021 pairs worldwide. The Liam Gallagher's, I don't really know the numbers, but they've got to be in about the similar sort of numbers, maybe even less. But imagine if they only made 2,000 pairs of Travis Scott Air Max Ones worldwide. And if they pushed the same volume, it wouldn't sell. They wouldn't sell that amount of volume because Nike has America and that culture as well. Whereas the really good product for me from Adidas is very English, for one.
It's English Terrace Boys.
It's not, but and it translates to people worldwide who are into that. Mm. And actually, people like Matt Welty, like in America, and not just him, but obviously there's lots of people around the world who buy into our style. But they're like the exceptions. Do you know, like you go to Australia, find people that are into Adidas Spezial. There will be a little community out there where I know there is. Mm. But like my cousin who lives in Australia, when he's like, oh, it's my cousin's little boy. Harry's like 20, 21 or something like that now. And he says, Danny, can you get me this? And it, but it's only the hype stuff. It'd be Yeezys. It's Air Max. It's Jordans.
You basically, really he needs to go to Crack City.
Well, yeah, that's exactly what I need to do. So, yeah, so what Adidas could do instead of an Air Max day, if it was to be an Adidas day, I honestly don't know.
Would you like it to be events orientated or online drop?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like there has been, excuse me, and there will be things that have been done in the past and done again. So like the Adidas event in Blackburn in 2019, where it was an Adidas Spezial event and so many shoes were brought out. So Gary went into his archive, Digadas, Bobby Mack, all these Adidas collectors, but they're not, here's a weird thing, like they're not collectors like Air Max collectors. They're a different breed. So like, this is Digadas, he put something up on his Instagram. I can't remember the exact details now, but it'd be like, here's a Gazelle from 1970 something in a size 6, not even any size, not even, but it's just to have that. It's a different mentality. So but there is things like that do go on. They're just not classed as an Adidas day. It's just it'll be like an exhibition somewhere at some point to celebrate something. So it does happen. It's just slightly different. It's just not quite the same. I guess the Blackburn one, they were launching products, so it did correlate to the autumn winter drop of that year where they brought some shoes out. So it does have that, but then they had all the product on display. You could see them. Some of the guys from Adidas were walking around wearing them and things like that. So that was kind of cool. But it was a very much a community-based thing. There was, I think it was Manny from Stone Roses was DJing and then things like that. But it was very northern football, casual, terrace culture type thing.
Do you think, something similar to this is that, so you've seen Liam, you're going to see Liam again. Do you not think it'd been really quite spectacular to have the launch of his shoe or at one of those events?
Yeah, of course it would.
I mean, it makes sense to me. So it's always like, should we just tell him?
Yeah, so Liam was wearing the shoe in Blackburn for his gig. So there's pictures of the shoe. Obviously, just like grainy pictures, nothing official's come out yet. Why the shoe didn't come out like the week after or soon after, I don't know. But that can be more, obviously, we've got like shipping issues, we've got production issues. Liam could have been wearing a sample of the shoes. You know, you never know what exactly might have happened. And then it might be around like his schedule to clash with his album coming out, with his tour coming up. So it might have used it as a bit of like a sound check as well. You know, there's things like that, which it's not just about the shoes.
I haven't seen them. What colour are they?
They're white. Liam wears white trainers. So, like the original Liam Gallagher ones, obviously are very close to white suede. They were just a very off, just off white. So the new ones.
It really is. It is. Okay, if I'm looking at this one, it's. Yeah, they're just very, very white or cream, sail. Huh. And that was supposed to come out, funny enough. I've got an American site in January.
Right. So there we go.
There you go. Okay.
So there are things that do happen. It's just a very different format and a very different vibe. And if you come up to Laces Out ever, it's a different vibe. Or even Crepe City in Manchester. I'm sure it's a different, very different vibe to Crepe City in London or anything else held down there. It's just...
Well, you all speak funny and have your dinner at lunchtime.
I've just had my tea before I've made the podcast.
Now this is tea. Comes in a mug.
This is beer because
yeah.
I've got a week off. But yeah,
is that Italian?
Yes, it is Italian. But yeah, the gig again. We're looking at things that we probably would have discussed. We were doing the weekly podcast. The gig was incredible. Do you know, it was so like. It's really hard when you're so enthusiastic and so involved in something to be negative about it. Do you know what? How can you go to an Adidas Liam Gallagher gig and it be crap? There was almost no, unless Liam was poorly and couldn't come on stage, that would have been the only thing that would have like killed it. Do you know, went there. Saw people in the queue and went to go get our wristbands. So many faces. It was just fantastic, you know.
Was it quite a small event then?
Yeah, there's only a few thousand people.
Mm.
I couldn't tell you.
I had some dreadful singing though on your Instagram.
The dreadful singer was me, not necessarily Liam. I might have had a few drinks before
a couple of shandies
and afterwards. Yeah, but it's everyone's the same. It's just like a real friendly, everyone was buzzing. Do you know, the after party downstairs was great as well, like just bumping into people, chatting to people like Brooksy, not seeing Brooksy for a few years. So I was talking to him. Diggadas. I've never met this guy. Bumped into him in the toilet. I was talking so if you've seen like Gary Watson who does the Spezial photos, I went to the toilet, saw Gary in the toilet. I was like, all right, how's it going? I'm like, Danny, how's it going?
It's bro? Not a urinal discussion, was it?
We weren't talking about having a piss, but we were in the... Oh, no, we'd stopped. We were washing our hands.
No. Okay.
Yes. It wasn't one of those looking next to each other. We were actually, yeah, just...
Yeah,
Diggadas, who I've kind of known, followed for years... So we were just chit-chatting. He says, oh, who are you? And he went, I'm Digger. And I was like, oh, my God, no way. Like, what's it? And he goes like, oh, because he's like, he loves his Adidas. He's got such a collection. But he's very not a showy person. You know, he's very humble. And he's just not that guy. So it's great seeing Digger. And saw Fenners from Soccer AM as well. Like again.
Okay, what were you all wearing on feet? I need to know.
So I was wearing my Italias, my Super okay. Company Italias. I can't remember what other people were wearing. I'm not even going to lie. Can't remember. Not a clue.
Digger, come on. Think.
Can't remember. I know. It's good, isn't it? So yeah, it was great. Like seeing all those people. Is just amazing. And even more so was just meeting people that, like I say, interact with Instagram on a daily basis. And like every pub in Blackburn was full of somebody who, you know, I talked to about Adidas. It was just, Blackburn had probably never seen so many people in Adidas. Wherever you went, it was just like, it was just the best. It was just the best.
Kind of exciting. Like I also think like the northern community is, I think we've discussed this before, the northern community is very different from the southern community anyway. apart from anything else, you guys are so, so polite.
Yeah. Well, maybe so. I don't know. Because when I go down to... So when I went down to, like, the Air Max thing at the panel, I thought
that was just...
Yeah, maybe that is different. Because that's just loads of mates. And, like, I met Anton before. We went for a beer and then saw you later on. And everybody else, like I say, Vast was there. There was everybody who was anybody almost went to it, and it was just great to see so many people, like, just...
I liked it because it was quite an intimate event.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And, like, what I've done in the past, not to that level, but the couple of events that I've put on, same sort of thing. It's not about the shoes, it's about the people. Yes, that has brought us together. We all love the trainers, but it doesn't matter. It's not about that, is it? It gets to a level where it's beyond that.
Yeah, we should definitely do another Sneaker Annex meetup.
Yeah, yeah. I'll, do you know what? When we finish this podcast, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I will have a look in the diary and work out when we can do another Sneaker Annex podcast.
And I propose we do it for an evening as well. Because yeah, otherwise you'll drop my tenant in the cab dribbling.
I mean, I will still be in drunk by 10 and in a cab dribbling, so it doesn't really matter what point that starts. It's not.
But if we start at 6, come on.
No, what? So the reason why we always did it early, or have done it early, is because, and it's really humbling. People travel, so people do have travel distances, hours. So if you do start something at 6 o'clock. Like, last trains to, like, Manchester, Newcastle, London, places that people have come from, they're only there for a couple of hours. It almost makes it not worthwhile. So that's the only reason why I do it afternoon. 2 o'clock, not 12. But I don't know. Maybe for the next one, we'll do some sort of more of an event type. Like, the first one we did, like, a bit of a discussion and recorded it audio. Maybe we do a live podcast. Do you know, we bring the mic down and we do like a podcast and get people to come up and either discuss or ask questions or do something like that. I have actually floated the idea about like getting some product down, like trying to get the Special stuff and trying to line it up with that. So getting the product early, getting people in and having a discussion. I'd love to do things like that. Obviously, like COVID, again, just stuffed it up. You couldn't even think about arranging events like that. So that's why it never happened.
Now's the time then. Now's the time a breath of fresh air and, you know, turn the page and start again.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So in fact, what I'll do is I'll line up some dates and I'll try and get in touch with a few people from a few brands and companies and stuff and see if we can do something. And what I need you to do is give me a kick up the arse to do that on a daily basis.
Oh, that
which
kick.
I'm sure you'll be more so than welcome.
Firmly up your arse. Might even send you a message now.
Thank you very much.
You're going to feel my toe box in your nose.
Oh, wow. I can't wait for that. So just we always do a feature every week about what shoes are coming out. And we were almost not going to do it. But then I sent Tess a message. And I was like, right, we'll pick a shoe for this week. And we'll see what it is that's dropping that you like. So, Tess, I'll let you start this one. What have you got? Well, not necessarily what have you got, but out of everything that's dropping this week, what are you getting?
Nothing. Zilch. Nothing. I'm looking at stuff. I'm appreciating stuff. I want nothing. I do want the Travis Scott release, but that's, you know, we said that was next week. This week, I'm just quite happy that other people are buying stuff and it's not me. I mean, I quite like the Yeezy sliders, actually. But no, I'm really, really not that excited. But I was quite interested by the fact that Nike have come out with a Valentine's Day on the 20th, which is interesting. Right. And I have to say, it's very funny watching Dan pick up 10 pairs of... the Stussy Air Force, because he thought it was UK size, then it was actually US size, and he was asking me, and I mean, it's too funny. I think he got ended up with so many pairs, they're coming out of his ear.
I don't actually know that.
Yeah, that's really funny.
I did also get, and I've still actually not opened them yet. I'll open them tomorrow. Like I say, I've just been really busy with work and other things. I got him a pair of the Jordan 1s, the bleached coral.
Oh, okay, they're quite cute.
So,
that boy's still spending, he's still buying. I mean, yeah, maybe he's less discerning than us.
I don't know. But again, each to their own, you know, maybe it's just a little phase that I'm going through. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's
just... Well, stop rubbing it off on me, please. I want to buy
sorry.
Stuff. Sorry. Because you're miserable.
I know. I don't think I am that miserable, actually.
No, not at all. I think, you know, you like what you like. But like I said, if I compare to last year, all the skate shop releases, I mean, that was just, I know I shouldn't keep on harping onto it, but it was so freaking exciting. I missed it.
I'm saying that there's been no dunks that have come out that I thought, I really need a pair of those. Air Max ones. There's been a few nice colorways. Like there was the, I don't know what the actual colorway was, but the green with pink swoosh, and they look kind of cute.
Oh yeah, yeah. Was it Terra or something? They were nice. They were actually quite nice.
But again, not enough. But so here's the thing. I felt like they got so overhyped. It took it away from me. If they were just a release and just went on Nike and people just put them on shelves in size and stuff like that, I probably would have just gone in, walked in and picked up and going, oh, these are nice. But
do you think, okay, who do you think is hyping them? Is this social media?
If you got rid of social media,
was that something that you could possibly sort of look at and say? Because you never, the thing is, I don't know how many pairs there were, but I got the impression there were quite a few.
Yeah, but as soon as you start saying, oh, these are in a raffle, people get hyped up about it. Because
it's a very clever way of getting rid of product in huge volumes.
Yeah. And again, not wanting to sound gatekeeperish or snobbish about it, but if you're quite new into it and you see something's on a raffle, that tells you that this is a wanted product. And I'd like to think when you've been in it a little while, you can kind of see past that a little bit. Did those warrant being in a raffle? I'm not too sure, but did they sell out because they were hyped up into raffles? Maybe. I don't know. But I guess there's things like you can look at like the resale market and what happens to them. Are they reselling for anything more? Not really. Are the concepts reselling for much more than retail? I don't think so. Anyway.
I'll get round to wearing mine, the concept, at some point, but probably by winter time. Oh, they're called tree lines, those.
Tree lines, that's correct. Yes. Yeah. No, I'm the same. I had a look this week. What was coming out? It's actually like a couple of 97s, but again, nothing that I get too excited about. Just nice to see something a little bit different. I've not seen a 97 drop for a while. There was nothing that captured the imagination, to be honest. So I'm on the same. I'm going to go all the way through May, and I don't think I'll buy another pair of shoes.
Next week? Anything coming up? Or the week after?
I've not looked so far ahead, to be honest. The Travis Scott Air Max ones. Do you know what? I'll probably try and get a pair. Just because.
Which pair? Which colour do you like? This is what I'm interested. I'm not reading the hype, so I don't want to be swayed by what colour everyone wants. So you've got the two colourways. You've got the Saturn, which is all yellowy.
No, I prefer the other pair.
Do you? For what reason?
Yes. Because it's just not all one colour. I like the one, the colours that they've got, like a little bit of brown on and a little bit. I'm trying to find a picture, but I can't find a picture.
So it's got the sort of the chocolate brown around the toe box, and then you've got the sort of the cream, and then you've got that sort of brownie, what colour, sort of ochre-y, and then of course the red laces are featured. Yeah. But interestingly, did you know the satin colours? I'm reading this. It's so okay. Your triple colorway is 120. The all yellow wee coloured satins, they're called, are £145.
Oh, now, I didn't know that.
Can you tell me why?
No, I really can't.
No, I can't either. I would love. Can someone, after we do this podcast, can someone tell me why?
Well, I almost broke out into a bit of Backstreet Boys then, but I thought I'd better not, because that will just be recorded and be on the internet forever.
Go on.
Tell me why. I'm not breaking out into song. I'm really sorry.
Oh, God. Danny!
Tell me why. No. There's Liam Gallagher.
I'm not going to do it. I am
reaching for my second beer while making this podcast, because I have nothing work tomorrow. I'll probably go for them. Yeah. And the reason why I'll go for them is because, and I think it's Dan kind of said this, you can always, with stuff like that, you can always just pass it on to people. If you don't like them, you can always pass them on. Mm. Whereas I 100% know if all of a sudden I fancy a pair of Air Max 1 Travis Scott's, they are not going to be just retail like the concept pairs. They are going to be going for way more. So you've kind of got to gamble a little bit on stuff like that.
Mm.
So I will enter the raffles and stuff and try and grab a pair to see if they are better in hand. The one thing I'm not too sure about is the look, like the laces, they look really narrow down your foot compared to a regular Air Max 1, where they're quite wide. Now, maybe that's just the promo shots or the pictures I've seen.
Mm.
Do you know, a bit,
I think it's a bit like
a Wave Runner, where the laces are really close together.
Yeah, no, I can see what you're saying. I'm looking at it now.
Because I always...
It'll make your feet look like you've been on a diet.
Yeah, but I judge trainers very, very heavily on how they look from my point of view.
Mm.
Profile on the side, do you know what I mean? Yes, look great on pictures on Instagram or whatever. You only see your trainers 99% of the time when you're looking down when on your feet. So what the look down from the top down view is really important to me compared to the other side. But anyway, I feel like we're waffling. I feel like we've waffled for ages, to be honest. But
we always waffle. Yeah. Do you know what? Funny enough, I've got a pair of Spiridons and I look down and I think they look whack. But I think they look great from the side.
Yeah, yeah. And I couldn't do that. I couldn't give up that look for... Just to have the side look. But I don't know. Have we got anything else for this week?
No. But I think what we should talk about is we're going to have to remind you about the arse kicking, about an event.
Yes. Apologies to everyone who actually sent us a question as well on Instagram about... what was the question about smashing something?
Yeah, I think it's probably best that we don't discuss the answers.
There were some really, really good ones on there, though. The Gucci collaboration with Adidas. Would you smash that? There's some pieces in that which are the tracksuit top is absolutely incredible.
It's banging. Quite frankly, the Gucci colorway on an Adidas top, I'd be happy with. You know, the Italias, for me, they are the epitome of Gucci. And I I'm actually not wearing them, and I'm being a bit silly about it because I want to go to Italy this summer and I want to take them fresh out of the box for an Italian trip. But
that's maybe not just, silly.
Maybe just go eat your pizza wearing them.
Yeah. That's not silly at all. But the shoes are really nice. I actually contemplated, I was looking at some pairs of Dunks that I've not worn and thought, I could sell a pair of these Dunks and buy a pair of these Gucci Gazelles.
Would you wear them?
The Gucci Gazelle, of course I would. The pink pair.
Yeah.
The pink with green. 100%, you know I'd be wearing those. But justifying £575 on a pair of training. It's silly because I I've always said, I've never paid resale in my life, and it feels like paying resale for a retail pair of Gucci Adidas.
So I'd like to think that you would wear them.
Oh yeah, 100% I would. I went to my boss's leaving do on Friday, and I wore my Cordobas. Like probably beautiful. One of, if not the favorite pair of Adidas in my collection. Mm. I love that pair of trainers because.
Yeah, I want those and I want Havanas, but don't tell anyone.
No, I won't tell anyone at all. But in a size 6, did you say?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. We won't mention that to anybody. But the best thing about those was people who aren't even into trainers are like, oh, look at those trainers. Like, Danny, I love those trainers. And I'm like, yeah, because they're like classic. I think maybe a little bit as well when you're not buying. I think I'm maybe a bit more on the Adidas vibe recently. I've loved my Italian. I love the Lovatex I got from the Spezial drop earlier this year. And I've been wearing more Adidas than Nike stuff.
Mm. So, okay, this last week, what have you been pulling out?
What have I worn this week? I've been in work, so I have to wear my work shoes most of the week, so not an awful lot, actually.
I've not worn. What about the balcony? You don't wear... hold on. Do you wear work shoes and then just swap them out to something cool on the balcony with your cup of tea and then swap it back?
No, because COVID didn't care about work attire. So we could go in own clothes, like non-uniform day, every day. So now we are work attire, unfortunately.
So no more balcony shots?
Yeah, balcony shots can come on a Friday.
Okay.
Because it's dressed down. Or a Saturday or Sunday.
It's like mufti for work.
It's like what?
Mufti for work.
Exactly. So that's where the balcony shots come. Plus, I got started getting bored of doing it. The first few were great. And then I kept on doing it because it started to annoy a few people. So I thought, well, if it's annoying you, you're just tempting me to do it even more. So I just carried on with it. And then, you don't need to see me in a shirt, trousers and a pair of shoes. That's not an Instagram look at all. So.
Do you have a name tag as well?
Yeah, I always have to wear a lanyard name tag. Is what it is.
Oh.
I'm very important, what can I say?
So I must admit, this week I've been wearing, I wore my watermelons, I wore my atomic violets. I've been pulling out everything.
Good.
That's sort of bright, sunny and...
It's been lovely outside, hasn't it?
Mm.
I am going to go into Leeds tomorrow. I need to give Dan his... Jordans, so I might put on something and throw up a picture, maybe.
Ask him about his 20 pairs of Air Force.
I will do that. Right, and on that note, I think we are going to leave it for this week because we've gone on for so long. We won't have anything to talk about next week. So
I'm sure we'll find something.
I'm sure we will. So yeah, like always. I hope you enjoyed the episode. I know we went on a little bit, but it's mad how many people say they just love listening to us talk. It's a bit of a mad one, really, and how much we get pestered to talk about trainers and the wider world and things like that. It does blow my mind a little bit, the amount of messages we get saying, are you going to do the podcast this week? And then when we didn't do them for a few weeks.
You're going to waffle on about something now.
When are you doing the podcast? Please do the podcast. So we do really appreciate it. It's quite humbling to know that people like listening to me and Tess just rattle on about all sorts of rubbish.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. So yeah,
not to you, Dan.
Anything else to say?
No.
No. Right. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.